They're sausage in them, you know. Mm-hmm. They take those and clean those big intestines out and use them for sex. Mm-hmm. Now, my mother and my wife, too, always made little cloth bags mm-hmm. put the sausage. But these Dutch girls, they used it. They used all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Did you use the, you fried the liver, did you use it for anything else?
The liver?
Uh-huh.
Ever well, fried it up? We were not all together fried. My mother would boil it, you know. We'd mm-hmm. We would use the liver, the heart, and also the lungs. Mm-hmm. We've eaten the lungs of many. Do you know what they call the lungs?
Is that the lights?
That's the lights. Uh-huh. That was nothing but the lungs. Hmm. They would take the heart, the lights, or the lungs, and the liver. And of course, liver, to me, I never did like it, don't yet. But I like the heart all right, and I like and we wouldn't think now about trying to save the lights, but you just toss them out to the dogs. Mm-hmm. But the old folks did, boil them.
Probably not a special food value in these special parts, too.
I don't know anything about the food value in those parts. I know to us, we were never taught to value vitamins, calories or anything like that. We just eat until we got satisfied and quit. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we was raised, and the way I do it yet. I know it's not right, but...
Did you do anything with the blood?
The blood? Never. Although I've known people to save it, some of it, for fish bait and stuff like that.
How about the Germans?
I really couldn't tell you. I'm pretty sure they saved them, though. But I don't know.
In the evening, when the animals are hungry, what time do you say it is?
When they're hungry?
Yeah.
What time?
When it's time to go out and feed them.
Well, that would be... actually, to me, it's feeding time would be all I'd know, I believe. Although there might have been other terms.
Let's see, I asked you about calling cows in from the pasture tonight. Mm-hmm. Did I ask you about calves?
Calves?
Uh-huh.
We talked about the sound that a calf made. Uh-huh.
Did I ask you how you'd call a calf in from the pasture?
No.
And would you do that?
I believe that a calf would come with the same call that you'd call his mother, the cows.
If you're driving a team, what do you say to them to get them to turn to the left?
The left is G.
And to the right?
Haw.
Uh-huh. Does this work for horses and mules too?
Everything. If you're teaching them, you had to teach them. You see, you had a line. You had two lines up here. Mm-hmm. One of them was on the right side, one on the left side. Mm-hmm. And the horses were tied together. Mm-hmm. Well, now a horse didn't know anything about whoa or get up or G or haw either until you taught him. Mm-hmm. I've seen old men take spans of mules and never touch that line. He'd train them, just hook the lines up, and he could make them mules go forward, back up, go left, or go right just by talking to them. Hmm. He had trained them, you see, on the G and the haw, and they get up and or back up and go backing up, and he'd tell them to.
What would he tell them to get them to back up?
I was always told you to pull back on those lines and just go to pull on the lines and go to hauling at them, back up here or something like that, and they'd back up. Mm-hmm. But they'd always wait on me for the pressure in their mouth.
What would you do to make them go forward? Get them to start?
You give them some rein. In other words, turn your line loose and tell them to get up. Uh-huh. And then you get up and get started.
Uh-huh. And if you want to stop them?
Whoa.
If they're moving and you want them to go faster or pull harder?
Well, you just slap them a little of the lines or holler at them to get up and...
Holler anything special?
Nothing special.
Stir them up, huh?
That's all. Just excite them. Uh-huh. Any kind of excitement.
And what did you say to them to get them to come in from pasture?
Come in from the pasture? We would call our horses by hollering, let me see.